Well, let's hear now from one of the Australians who's been recognised in today's King's Birthday Honours. Pat Turner has dedicated her life to advancing the well-being and self-determination of First Nations peoples and communities, most notably in helping to negotiate the National Agreement on Closing the Gap. Today, that contribution has been recognised, with Pat Turner appointed as an Officer of the Order of Australia for service to policy development, governance and leadership and efforts to improve health outcomes, and joins me now. Pat Turner, thank you very much for joining me, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Sally. It's a great honour to receive this recognition on my retirement. At 73, I've now decided that it's time for others to take up the reins, and but I'm very pleased with the recognition and very grateful, really.
How exhausting has this fight been for many decades for you, Pat? Is it possible to even put it into words?
Not really. Mm. It's just been an ongoing, continual slog, which I've sacrificed many things to put my career first and to make sure that, you know, we did as much as we could to achieve self-determination for our people and make sure that they enjoyed the fruits of our labour and the fruits that the country has to offer. Yeah.
You've helped to establish very important Aboriginal organisations and helped to shape national policy. But, Pat, can you take me back to where it all started and when you realised that you wanted to do this work and fight this fight?
Well, one of my first positions was as a receptionist in the old Department of Native Welfare in Alice Springs way back. And even then, I think I was a bit feisty with the way, you know, people were treated when they came in. I can remember one example, a man came in and asked to see a particular person, and I went and said to that person, "There's a man at the front desk who'd like to see you." And this white manager said to me, "Is he black or white?" And I said, "Well, what difference does it make? Are you going to see him or not?" Mm. And so, you know, I had a bit of fire in the belly all the way. And so I think it was in my early 20s that I realised that, you know, I had to do as much as I could to get the education and qualifications to be able to contribute to a better way of life for our people. Mm.
Pat, often with these awards, people are thinking of their families and thanking their families for the support that they have. But often people too are thinking of those who came before them. How do you reflect on the legacy of your mum and dad and your other relatives on a day like this, where you get to carry some of that legacy and those family values forward? Because it sounds like education was very important in your family.
Yes, well, my mother, you know, was a stalwart supporter of mine and was always there to support me and protect me. My dad died when I was 10, so, you know, that was very traumatic for the family at the time. But my uncle Charles Perkins had a great influence on me and my life, and I learned so much from him. And he really instilled the fire in my belly and gave me the determination to, you know, fight as hard as I could for our rights. Mm.
Where are
so
we?
So I'm very, you know, I worked with many Aboriginal leaders around the country, and I had such a great network, and there were just countless people like, you know, who have passed that I owe a great deal of thanks and for their guidance and their support. Mm.
Where do things sit at the moment, do you think, in the fight for the rights of First Nations people and the conditions in which First Nations people live in Australia right now? Where are we, do you think?
Well, I'm very disappointed with you know, we've got the infrastructure that we've built up through the National Agreement on Closing the Gap, and there's plenty of opportunity for all parties to do the right thing. And I think the big block is the Commonwealth allowing the states to have the financial resources but not having enough control over that, and letting the states, you know, get away with not necessarily investing as much as they should be on a consistent and ongoing basis. So to me, that's really disappointing, and I hope that, you know, they wake up to themselves and see that if they invest now, they save more in the future. So there's a lot of work for them to do, and I hope that they get on and do it.
Pat Turner, I really want to thank you for making some time to speak to Radio National Breakfast this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sally. I appreciate the opportunity.
Pat Turner has today been honoured in the King's Birthday Honours for her work for First Nations Australians.